Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Marcy Drake, the DDF coach at Mount Edgecombe High School, and Muriel Reed. She's a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School competing in this weekend's DDF meet that's being held. Where else? At Mount Edgecombe High School. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
So, you're here today to talk about the meet that's coming up and invite the public to come and watch some events and maybe help judge, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, what is DDF for any of our listeners who might not be familiar?
DDF is a competitive sport about debate, public speaking, and drama. So there's a whole bunch of different events that people competed in. And it's really kind of a conglomeration of a bunch of different people doing a bunch of different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are 12 events.
And you've been in DDF all 4 years of mm-hmm. high school? Yeah. And what are some of the events that you're competing in this weekend?
I'll be debating and performing in Reader's Theater and Duo Interp.
And tell me a little bit about those events. What goes into the planning? What do those events look like?
So for debate, we get our topic a couple weeks before and go through it with our debate coach about what kind of points we could make, and then research for about a week and a half or so, and get our plans figured out before practicing the week of and the week before the meet.
And this meet, you're not using the national question because those last for 2 months, but there's a state question for debaters. And what's that question?
It's a tax would be the best way to reduce single-use plastics for Alaska. Mm-hmm.
And what was the thought behind choosing that question for the debate teams?
Well, we haven't done an Alaska topic in a while, and we really wanted to pick something that was timely. And there are a lot of communities around Alaska, Sitka being one of them, that are really addressing that single-use plastics question.
Mm-hmm. And what other events are you participating in? You said Reader's Theater. What is Reader's Theater?
Reader's Theater is where you have around 7 to 12 minute script that you read from a stand, and you usually have around 3 to 5 people. Our piece is about the opioid epidemic, mm-hmm. but there's also comedic pieces as well.
So it's kind of the judge is going to get kind of a range of performances, it sounds like, if they're judging Reader's Theater.
Yeah.
And you're also doing a duo interp, and for anyone in the community who went to see Charlotte's Web, mm-hmm. it's you and your partner both played Charlotte, right?
Yeah. So me and Stephanie played Charlotte in Charlotte's Web, and we wanted to do the same thing, but we have a limit of 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we cut down the script to around 7 or 8 minutes, and it's each of us play 3 characters, and I also play a narrator, and we aren't allowed to look at each other, so we've had to play around with blocking to get that right.
It sounds like a really interesting challenge to address.
Yeah.
And you actually cut your pieces together yourself, mm-hmm. you and your classmates, right? And that's kind of an important part of the process, too.
For me as a coach, I really love to see my junior and senior students who have been doing DDF to find a piece and really work through it and cut it. I think that's such a great skill for life. And so I'm glad to see that Muriel has done that with both of her pieces that she's doing.
And why DDF, Muriel? What do you enjoy about drama and debate? What do you kind of get from it?
It's mostly another way to do theater for me. We have a very theater active community, But this is one specifically for high schoolers. And so, and also being a competitive thing, it's a lot different than, say, YPT that I also do. And so I think it's really great to have this range of activities that you can do all as a part of theater in this town.
The other thing that is great for me as a coach to see is that students from all across Southeast make really good friends. Mm-hmm. And I think that that camaraderie is another really important part of DDF.
Because you go to a different meet pretty much every month leading up to state in February, right? So you get to see those friends at each. And how many students are coming to this meet?
About 100.
Wow. And can you tell me a little bit more about why you coach and what you get from that experience?
I think it's the best thing I do in my job as a teacher because I get to know students one-on-one. I get to see them grow and develop in not just their ability to think, but their ability to be good humans. And, you know, we laugh, we cry, we joke, we have a really good time together. So I enjoy that. And I've been coaching for a long time. And so one of the rewarding things I'm seeing this year is that there are coaches from Sitka High, from Haines, from Thunder Mountain and Juneau, and my assistant coach were all DDF competitors in the past. And I think that really shows the importance of what this event means to people long term.
Mm-hmm. And you are still, you were really on the search for judges. It sounds like you filled most of those slots, but you are still looking for a couple more, right?
Right. Yep. There, we have a couple openings. We have a form. I love social media because people can sign up and you know, it isn't that intrusive phone call. But yeah, we have a form that people can go to. It's on the Mount Edgecombe website, and it's on Sitka Chatters, and I'm trying to bump it up on Sitka Chatters often. And so you can just pick those slots that are open and sign up, and then we'll send you a confirmation email.
And are there any special requirements? Do I need a law degree to judge debate or anything?
No, we do public forum debate in Southeast Alaska, and one of the main reasons we do that is because it should be able to be judged by any lay person. Mm-hmm. And it isn't hard to judge. You have to pay attention and you have to listen to what the kids are saying, but you really can make decisions, and we have a pretty clear ballot form. So anybody can do it.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
Come see us.
Yeah.
Come see us this weekend.
The public's invited to come and sit in on an event. You said sometimes kids are like, well, I don't want my mom to come watch me, but it is open if you'd like to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so much good energy there. Just come experience a bunch of artistic kids all gathered together at one place.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Marcy Drake. She's the coach, the DDF coach at Mount Edgecombe High School, and Muriel Reed, who's a senior. She's competing in three events this Friday and Saturday, so maybe you can come check out one of her events. Thank you again.
Thanks.